With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A majority of voters believe President Trump made the right call last month in ordering military strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. But most Democrats think otherwise. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of Mr. Trump's decision to bomb Iranian facilities to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons, including 36% who strongly approve. 44% disapprove, including 30% who strongly disapprove. The survey of 1,082 likely U.S. voters was conducted on June 30th through July 2nd of 2025 by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points, with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Search crews and volunteers in Texas still looking for more than 160 people still believed missing from the July 4th flash floods. The death toll has risen to at least 120. Andrews County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet says North American neighbors are helping in the search.
We have crews from Mexico here. We have crews from Canada that have come in and are assisting us. And every week it'll be cycling through. Every day we see cycles of different departments coming in.
Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet. More bloodshed in Ukraine as Russia's military continues to bombard the Ukrainian capital.
The sound of a Russian missile pelting towards Kyiv was caught on camera by an AP reporter. Russia pounded Ukraine's capital with another major missile and drone attack overnight into Thursday. The strikes caused fires in areas across the city, killing two people a day after the heaviest aerial attack of the three-year war so far. I'm Karen Shemas.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 270 points, the Nasdaq up 33. This is SRN News. Does your church still pass the plate?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 75% of America's Protestant congregations still use the traditional method of taking tithes during Sunday services. And many also have a plate sitting by the door that people can use as they come in or go out. A majority of churches also give people the option of making a digital donation on the church website or someplace else. However, Lifeway says 60% of parishioners don't use the digital option. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christian leaders warning that the country's small community of believers may decide to flee after last month's devastating church attack. Greek Orthodox leaders say the bombing of the Mar Elias Church outside Damascus was the worst crime against Christians since 1860, when thousands were massacred within days by Muslim attackers. Weeks after the bombing, it's still not clear who was behind it. This is SRN News. Job scams are on the rise.
As job seekers look for work in a challenging environment, an increasing number are falling victim to scams that promise good pay for completing easy online tasks. The Federal Trade Commission says the scams start innocuously, often with a tailor-made text or WhatsApp message. The tasks seem legitimate, but victims are then told they need to pay money to access their earnings. To avoid falling victim to these scams, ignore unexpected messages, never pay to access your pay, and avoid accepting positions where you rate, like, or leave phony reviews for products or services. Keith Peters, Washington.
This year is the worst for measles spread in the U.S. since 1991. The news comes as Missouri has become the 18th state with an outbreak this year. Two elementary school-aged children and one adult have died from measles this year. Measles is preventable through vaccines. More details at srnnews.com.